A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Intermountain Healthcare is bucking the advice about booster shots from the CDC. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the latest.
Even after the CDC announced it's okay to mix and match vaccines when getting a booster, Intermountain Healthcare says it's sticking with its original guidance.
So if you had a Pfizer vaccine series and you are able to get a Pfizer booster, go ahead and do that. Same thing with Moderna, same thing with J&J.
Infectious disease doctor Eddie Stenium says that's the ideal situation, but if it's not doable or even if it's inconvenient, go ahead and get what you can.
Then it's okay to go ahead and mix and match, and we're absolutely okay with that.
The exception, Dr. Stenium says, are those rare cases where people had severe reactions to a particular vaccine. Then he says, get a different one. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
We have another 1,600 COVID cases in Utah today. The Department of Health reports another 10 Utahns have died. The good news, 14,000 people were vaccinated yesterday. Are you having Comcast problems? Well, it's not just you. There are some problems north of Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Diana Kosrovi spoke with Comcast.
A connectivity shutdown is affecting homes and businesses stretching from Bountiful to Ogden. Comcast Director of External Affairs Deneva Knight says a truck hit their fiber line causing the shutdown. Although she doesn't have an ETA on when connection will be restored, she says crews are currently at the scene working to resolve the issue. Diana Kosrovi, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. There might be some confusion over vaccination. The head of the CDC says that they're thinking about changing the definition of fully vaccinated. At the CDC, they're thinking the elderly and the infirm are cleared for boosters, so maybe it should take three shots before someone's fully vaccinated. And there's now a second shot for anybody who's at J&J. Perhaps this is all semantics, but at the CDC, they're now discussing what it means to be fully vaccinated. This morning, the CDC approved booster shots of Moderna and J&J. So let's try and clarify who's eligible.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says the U.S. has enough supply of COVID vaccine boosters for all newly eligible adults.
About 70 million are eligible now.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the first in line should be
those who are 65 and older, those who are 18 and older and live in long-term care settings, have underlying medical conditions, or live or work in high-risk settings.
But if you're 18 or older and received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at least 2 months ago, the CDC says you're eligible for the vaccine now. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Queen of England is home at the castle after being hospitalized Wednesday night. ABC's James Longman is at Buckingham Palace trying to figure out what was wrong.
She was last seen on Tuesday evening at Windsor Castle, where she was hosting a reception. It was after that that her doctors told her that she should get some rest. The palace says that she went in for preliminary investigations and that she's now in good spirits. We don't believe any of this is related to COVID.
So we know what it's not. We just have no idea what it was. And this is still happening. More Americans have been flown out of Afghanistan. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
According to the State Department, another charter flight went out this week from Kabul to Qatar, including some 40 U.S. citizens and green card holders. Other nationals from places like Germany, Canada, and the U.K. were on as well. The State Department has declined to provide accurate figures on just how many American citizens currently remain in the country.
So it remains unknown how many Americans are still trying to get out of Afghanistan. We have developing news at KSL News Radio, a developing story this hour out of Fish Lake. The Sevier County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing 13-year-old child who disappeared while fishing with his dad. Officials say their boat capsized, and some fishermen were able to hear the dad's calls for help and get him to safety. He's being treated for exposure and hypothermia. UHP's dive team is on the site to assist with the search for the boy. There's no word on where the father and son live, but Fish Lake is a popular spot for anglers from all over the region. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays for southbounders on I-15 in Box Elder County. It's due to road work, so you're going to see a much slower ride and only one lane open to traffic, and that's from Honeyville down to Corinne. Then in Millard County, also road work tying up traffic southbound I-15. This is as you're approaching Scipio, a few miles of solid delays there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:05. This is what it sounded like in New Mexico moments after Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer with a prop gun.
This is my dude that yelled at me at lunch, Chris Alkin, about revisions. Did you see him lean over my chest and yell at me? He's supposed to check the guns. He's responsible for what happened.
Are you supposed to teach him now, Mimi?
No. I'm a script supervisor.
How many people are injured? Two.
That was the 911 call right after the shooting. A union representing prop masters and other crew members say the prop gun had a live single round. And just hours before this happened, half a dozen camera crew workers walked off the set to protest their working conditions. ABC's Jason Nathanson now with details.
In the past couple of hours, we're getting a picture of this set that is pretty chaotic. This movie Rust in New Mexico, where we're told that some of the crew members had walked off just hours before that this had all happened, that they were replaced with non-union workers, that there were actually two misfires of a prop gun previously on this set. The source tells Deadline, a gun had two misfires in a closed cabin. They just fired loud pops, this person says. A person was just holding it, and it went in their hands, and it went off. They're talking about how the set was dangerous, how there were all sorts of problems and safety issues. So if that's what was going on leading up to this, it gives you a kind of a better picture of why, you know, this maybe wasn't the most professional of sets and why something like this might have possibly happened.
I want to go back to square one. What's the difference between a prop gun and a gun?
Technically nothing, and it depends on what kind of gun was being used. If this is a gun that was firing blanks, then there is no difference. It's a gun. There's no need for the word prop. It's just a gun, but what it's firing is something completely different. A blank still has gunpowder in it, and it gives you that pop. It gives you the muzzle flash, which is what they want for the picture, and it gives you the recoil. It affects like a gun, but it just doesn't have the part, the projectile, that flies out of it and hurts somebody. Now, in a blank, when you fire a blank, there could be residual stuff left over, and this is what killed Brandon Lee on the set of The Crow in 1993. If it's not cleared out and there's something still in there, again, this is gunpowder, so it's going to explode, and if there's something in there, it'll fly out and have the effect of a bullet.
Could Alec Baldwin possibly face charges? Perhaps the gun shouldn't have been pointed toward people. I mean, am I like off the reservation here with this one?
From everything that we understand, this is a terrible and tragic accident. I don't see charges coming towards Alec Baldwin. It's possible if these reports are true and that there were problems earlier on the set, that there could be negligence and that could bring possible manslaughter charges. But I think we're still a little too early to tell right now.
The movie's production company and the police are investigating what happened. KSL News Time 5:08. Time now for My Minute of News. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Ask any dog, what's the worst human holiday? And they'll say 4th of July. Boom, 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 boom. But Halloween is second on the list. It seems exciting, but in my neighborhood, Old Yeller up the street has seen a few Halloweens in his 80 years, doggy years. Pull up a chair, scratch him behind the ears, and he'll tell you all the stories. About the time Sadie up the street got into a big bag of baby Ruths. Poor girl got rushed to the place with the metal table, and when she came back, Sadie wasn't quite right for weeks. Old Yeller will tell you about the time that Whiskers, I think from two doors down, but you never can tell where a cat really lives, Whiskers fancied the electric pumpkins on the porch. She started chewing on those wires, and next thing you know, Whiskers' fur was standing straight up, and she wasn't. We had to pour some milk on the curb for Whiskers. That was a rough one. Yep, old Yeller's been around the block. He even remembers that frisky lab who used to light the glow from the candles that his humans put inside their pumpkins. There was that time Trixie the Retriever pawed at that pumpkin and flipped the dang thing over. Nothing will drive you crazy like hot wax in a paw, and that candle sizzled her fur. Trixie looked like a stray for months with that naked, shaved arm. Old Yeller chuckles about that one. And then there was Lucky. Lucky the Chocolate Lab, which reminds Old Yeller about the chocolate the kids used to leave on their bedside when they got home from the trick-or-treating. Says he stuck his snout in that bag and sniffed up a storm of sugar and bit into everything before the kids could scream to stop. Next few days, Yeller had a faraway stare, and there were some unpleasant trips to the backyard. Yup, Halloween is dangerous for pets, and you humans gotta be careful. But don't get them wrong, kids. Going house to house, asking for candy, got no problem with that. Old Yeller has nothing but respect for begging.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather. Together, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Road work has traffic down to one lane, causing emergency traffic for Box Elder County drivers on southbound I-15 with delays. And these are hard delays stretching from Honeyville down to Corinn. Southbound traffic, I-15, delays continue from just before 53rd South, really all the way to 123rd South. We've had a few accidents on the northbound side, one at 114th South at the ramp to northbound I-15. It's to the right, but a little bit of slowing northbound on the main flow approaching Bangor, and then again from just about 80th South to the South Interchange. That's due to a crash as you're approaching 7200 South. Michelle?
Well, again, we're moving very slowly. This is eastbound I-80. KSL traffic trooper letting us know it's basically at a standstill, and we can see that. This is going between Lake Point and the I-80-201 junction, so allow extra time to get through this. Also seeing some slowdowns for drivers in Utah County. Now, just a little bit of delay as you're going through Pleasant Grove, and then unusual slowing due to construction, then road work. This is southbound I-15, about 2 miles north of Scipio. Steve?
Well, if you're on northbound 15, leaving downtown, just a bit thick there at about 6 South and right around 2300 North. Not too bad, really, but got more slowdowns farther up through Centerville on northbound 15, as well as in Davis County there from Shepherd Lane to Kaysville all the way up into Clearfield. For southbounders on I-15, the other way, slowdowns between 31st Street and Ogden down into Sunset. And northbound 89 really packed in this afternoon from Cherry Lane up to I-84. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, courteous, happy, and willing to help with any repair or replacement needs you may have. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, partly cloudy skies, temperatures near 70 degrees. We'll drop into the upper 60s for 6 o'clock, mid-60s for 7, with low 60s for 8. Ultimate lows will be in the mid-40s under partly cloudy skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 72 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunset comes at 6:36 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow morning, not till 7:48 a.m., about 10 till 8. KSL News Time 5:13. Listen up. You can get free jazz tickets if you haven't received your COVID vaccine yet. The Jazz and University of Utah Health will have a vaccine clinic at Vivint Arena next Friday, and the team will give 2 free game tickets to 50 people to get their shots then. They'll have first and second doses of Pfizer available, in addition to J&J single doses. After the first 50 people get tickets, the next 50 people will be awarded prizes. The Phoenix Suns are adamantly denying recent reports that accuse owner Robert Sarver of racism, sexism, and sexual harassment.
In a statement, the Suns acknowledge ESPN is considering running a story that accuses Sarver of organizational racism and gender discrimination, but adamantly deny the claims. The team stating, quote, "We urge everyone not to rush to judgment here, especially based on lies, innuendo, and a false narrative to attack our organization and its leadership." Both team general manager James Jones and president and CEO Jason Raley also released statements standing by Sarver. Taylor Kinnerup, KTAR News.
KSL News Time, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
today marks 3 years since Lauren McCluskey was murdered on the University of Utah campus. Her parents were at the school today to announce a new initiative to help make campuses around the country safer. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, Walmart is recalling a room spray that contains a rare and dangerous bacteria. It's already killed two people. The spray is Better Homes and Gardens essential oil-infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones. It's a mouthful and it's dangerous. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a couple of them. One is going to be due to road work in Box Elder County and southbound I-15 with heavy delays and a single lane open to all drivers from Honeyville to Corinne. Then in Millard County, more road work delays north of Scipio in Millard County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and 70 degrees in Salt Lake, but get ready for some rain. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 72 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than ever before, we're more than just stopped.
Border Patrol agents arrested migrants more times in the past year than in any other fiscal year in recorded history. According to new Customs and Border Protection data, agents encountered what they dubbed non-citizens along the southwest border over 1.7 million times in budget year 2021. Of those, about 1.6 million arrests were made. While record high numbers, they have been trending down in the past month. More than a quarter of those encountered in recent months have been migrants who had previously tried to cross at least once before in the past year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Pushing for the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure deal and the Build Back Better agenda, Vice President Kamala Harris in New York City.
I am confident, frankly, not only optimistic, but I am confident that we will reach a deal.
House Speaker Pelosi also says Democrats are nearing agreement. Leaders have been working with party moderates and progressives to lower the cost of the social services and climate change measures. A member of the camera crew tells ABC News that hours before yesterday's deadly accidental shooting on the Rust movie set in New Mexico with Alec Baldwin, crews were walking out complaining of unsafe working conditions. Update on a cop in connection with a car crash that killed Lineal Frazier, the uncle of Darnella Frazier, the teen who recorded the video showing the killing of George Floyd.
We are charging this officer with both criminal vehicular homicide and with manslaughter in the second degree for his culpable and gross negligence in driving a squad car at 90 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood at 12:30 at night.
County Attorney Mike Freeman in Minneapolis says Officer Brian Cummings was chasing a stolen vehicle when his patrol car slammed into another vehicle, killing Frazier. Several ship containers floating in the ocean are being monitored near the U.S.-Canada border, says the Coast Guard. A ship lost some cargo in bad weather. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. The top prosecutor in Salt Lake County has cleared a sheriff's deputy of wrongdoing in the shooting death of a man outside the county jail. This was back in April. Salt Lake County D.A. Sim Gill says Joshua Johnson fired a shot at a pair of deputies outside the jail, wounding both of them. And he says it could have been much worse if Johnson hadn't dropped a magazine.
I cannot underscore enough. My takeaway from when we went through this was, but for the fact that that magazine fell out, if that magazine had remained there, there was only one shot that was left for him to fire, which he did. That we would have seen multiple shootings from that that gun and that at that those officers. It was just by happenstance that that magazine fell out. There was not another magazine in the gun, and the one gun, that one bullet that was chambered in the gun is the one that that suspect was able to fire.
Gill says the gun Johnson used in this April shooting had been stolen from an unlocked vehicle.
It's a French-made handgun, which is consistent with from the report that we got from that stolen from that was stolen out of that vehicle that I mentioned to you, along with the AR-15, as well as another handgun that was stolen from that unlocked vehicle, and multiple rounds of ammunition that were also stolen from that vehicle as well. And again, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep repeating this. We have seen an uptick in crime. This is why we had that press conference a couple of days ago. I am imploring to our lawful gun owners out there, please secure your weapons and safely store them in your homes. And please do not leave them in your vehicles.
One of the deputies returned fire, shooting and killing Johnson again. Simgill today ruling that shooting was justified. KSL News Time, 519. It's time for emergency traffic on KSL. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, what's going on now?
No relief from the construction delays in Box Elder County on southbound I-15. One lane of traffic open for everyone to crawl through, and this is going to be from Honeyville all the way down to Corinne. Then in Salt Lake County, we have our usual afternoon drive delays setting in southbound I-15, starting just before 53rd South. They really don't let up until you're passing 146 South into Bluffdale. A few spots of slowing northbound I-15 in Draper and Midvale, but most of your heavy and slower traffic is going to stretch from Murray into downtown. Michelle?
Well, still looking like a pretty miserable ride for drivers headed eastbound I-80 out of Tooele County. Those delays are going to go from Lake Point over to the I-80 201 junction. For drivers headed southbound I-15 in Utah County, seeing just a little bit of slowing as you're going through American Fork headed toward Pleasant Grove. And then again, unusual delays for drivers headed southbound in Millard County. This is due to construction as you're approaching Scipio. Steve?
And just a bit thick leaving downtown Salt Lake if you're on northbound 15, right there at about 5th South and at 2300 North by the North Interchange there. Also, delays in Davis County through Centerville, Kaysville to Clearfield, it's slow as well. If you're on southbound I-15, heavy and slow traffic between 31st Street and Ogden down into Roy and from the Layton Parkway down to Farmington. Some unusual slowdowns there, plus a slow go on northbound 89 between Oak Hills Drive and the I-84 ramps. And northbound Legacy, slow through Centerville this afternoon. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring. Scary low prices this October on all flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, your 7-day forecast now, and here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the weekend is here, and it looks like a bit of a split decision. Look for clouds and scattered rain showers on Saturday, a high of 55. Mostly cloudy, windy, 60 for the day on Sunday, with some storminess moving in Sunday night into Monday. And then the real storms get here Monday into Tuesday. Gusty winds, scattered rain with some isolated thunderstorms, some mountain snow, and the storminess continues through Tuesday. Highs dip into the low 50s. Things dry out by midweek, partly cloudy Wednesday, then back to sunshine and upper 50s by Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
72 in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:22 on Friday.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio. Freedom, freedom.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. University of Utah Health delivers care to the people of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and parts of Colorado and Nevada. It also trains the majority of Utah's physicians, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. Lori Williams is here to tell us about their program.
University of Utah Health has over 20,000 faculty and staff, as well as 5 hospitals and 11 community health centers, which serve the people of Utah and beyond. We are continually improving individual and community health and quality of life by focusing on excellence in patient care, education, and research. Each is vital to our mission and makes the others stronger. We're proud of our accomplishments. U.S. News and World Report named us as having the number one hospital in Utah, and we've been recognized as a top performer for high-quality care by those that evaluate the nation's healthcare systems. Earlier this year, Forbes named University of Utah Health as one of the best employers for diversity. More than 30% of our providers rank in the top 1% for patient satisfaction.
It's easy to see the positive impact University of Utah Health has on the well-being of our region. You can learn more at healthcare.utah.edu. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
If you're thinking about claiming your Social Security benefits, stop. Your decision could trigger an avalanche of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours. Ultimately, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more. Learn how you could get the most out of your Social Security benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
Life has taught you many lessons, like the right partner can make our lives even better. That's exactly why Cigna Medicare Advantage works with Mountain Star Healthcare, Steward Healthcare, and University of Utah Health. These providers have reputations for quality and compassion and have been delivering excellent, affordable care to the Wasatch Front area for years. And Cigna's proud to call them their champions in health. Life has also taught you that it's always better to have options. And with providers like these, you can't go wrong. Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th, so visit CignaMedicareUtah.com to compare Cigna Medicare Advantage plans today. Because life has taught you well.
Other providers are available in our network. Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. American Express stock was up more than 5% today after the company announced a better-than-expected third quarter. The company says credit card spending by millennials and Gen Z was up a whopping 28% this quarter. Amazon says the younger generations like the increased perks of their platinum card. KSL Drives, Subaru is holding its annual Make a Dog's Day promotion. Today, dealerships turn into dog adoption centers for a day. Last year, Subaru dealerships helped find new homes for 23,000 pooches. Peloton is trying to spend its way out of its supply chain problems. The company claims it's now spent $1 billion to improve production, and they plan to bypass cargo shipping issues by building a new factory here in the U.S. On Wall Street today, a mixed market. The Dow, it was up 73 points, but the S&P was down 4, and the NASDAQ tumbled 125 points. KSL News Time 527, a former associate of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has been convicted of campaign finance violations. Happened today.
A jury here in New York found Lev Parnas guilty of conspiring to inject a Russian's money into American politics to gain support for his budding marijuana venture. He also used a shell company to funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars into Republican and pro-Trump political action committees. Parnas now faces years in prison. After his arrest, Parnas started talking about his work with Rudy Giuliani to pressure Ukrainian officials into investigating Hunter Biden and about the effort to oust Marie Yovanovitch as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, a cause central to former President Trump's first impeachment. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee, people thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
The Cougars need this win.
Tyler powers his way into the end zone. Tyler Allgeier scores, and the Cougars take the lead.
BYU, Washington State.
This Saturday.
Listen for KSL's extended pregame starting at 9.
And then kickoff at 1:30.
On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like your before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.